third pack of Truma's Mishnah Beis is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah spoke about a case which a person was taking off his Truma from one jug of wine and other wine he had. And then after he took off the Truma, he checked it and he found later on that it was vinegar. He wasn't sure if it was vinegar at the time of the taking of the truma or not. So basically, the truma that he took is suffic if it was a good truma, because if it was wine at the time of the pronunciation that this is truma, then it's good, because once you made a truma, it's truma, and afterwards it becomes vinegar, it's no problem. If it was vinegar at the time that he proclaimed the truma, then it's not a good truma. So therefore, as the Mishnah said, he has to take off the second truma. So basically, we end up that this person has the vinegar and he has wine, and both of them he proclaimed truma. He's not sure which is the real truma. So now, Nafla Echad Meim L'Tay Chuvan, one of these trumas, which is a Safik truma found for Chuvan, Eina Medamat. It does not have this concept of Dibua. Dibua means that if truma falls into Chuvan, you have to have 100 times the Chuvan in order to make it permitted. So we're saying that since it's only Safik truma, by Safik truma they did not have this stringency, and it's enough that it's going to be bottled the right. Or if it's a liquid, it'll have to be bottled the shishin. Nothing to shneel the mokum efa, and with them not. The same thing if the second one fell into some other pool, and also will not have the stringency that you need 100 times that second one, because each one is suffix chuma. Nothing to stay in the mokum efa, but both of these chumas fell into one place, and the mother shall, either way you go, there is chuma over here, and therefore, metamoyet, fiktan, shibishnei. If one of the two batches were smaller than the other, so you need 100 times the smaller one, because only you need 100 times only connected to the amount of vadai shuma that you have with it.